So Rabosai, let's continue with our introduction to Kachim. And I'll mention to Ben that we are now towards the bottom of page Yud. And we're going on in our discussion that we began yesterday about Zrikas Hadam. And we spoke about the fact that there are two possibilities of Zrikas Hadam. There's Matona Achas Shein Shtayim. And we spoke about the Zavis, the corner of the Mizbeach. And when we have most Karbonos, we don't need what we call Kronos HaMizbeach. So today, we're going to discuss what's called Kronos HaMizbeach. Okay. Now, we're dealing with a Karbon Chatos. And the laws of Zrikas Hadam are very unique in the case of Chatos. Now, Karbon Chatos, as we mentioned many times, divides up, subdivides into two categories. We have something called a Chatos Chitzona, which is brought on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and then we have a Chatos Pnimis, which is brought inside the Heichal. And that's called Parahel and Dovashel Tzibur, or Kohen Mashuach Mulchama, whatever those rare, unique cases of a Chatos HaPnimis. Now, in the case of Chatos Chitzona, which is a more or less a classical Chatos, it's in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, as we said before, but it requires Arba Matonos Bi Arba Kronos HaMizbeach. And this is derived in Masechta Zvachim Adaf Nun Beis, and the whole sugi there goes through the Seder HaDvarim, you know, which Keren comes first. He starts with the Keren Jeromis Mizrachis, then he goes to Mizrachis Tzfonis, Tzfonis down to the Maravis, Maravis down to the Jeromis. But in any event, we're talking about Arba Kronos HaMizbeach. So this is something that we have to understand. What is Arba Kronos HaMizbeach? And we have a sugya on Daf Nun Gimel that records a Machlokes Tanoim as to what Arba Kronos HaMizbeach means. According to one Shita, we're talking about Arba Kronos HaMizbeach HaBoltos Min HaMizbeach Lemala. So the Mizbeach is more or less a square, but what shoots up on all four sides of what's called the Gag HaMizbeach on the top are Kronos. These Kronos have an outside, they have an inside, but what's important to know is that the Kronos themselves are a square. And they have four angles, four right angles. So according to one opinion in the Tanoim, when we require Kronos, Arba Kronos, in a Chatos Chitzona, we are talking about that part of the Mizbeach that shoots up above the rest of the Mizbeach. Which means that if you were looking at the Mizbeach, let's say from one side, let's say you saw the Yesod HaMizbeach, and then you saw the Kosel HaMizbeach, and then you get to what's called the Sviv HaMizbeach, the Sovev, and then you get to the top half of the wall of the Mizbeach, and then above the top half of the wall of the Mizbeach, you've got the Arba Kronos. And according to this Shita, that's where you have to do the Dam of a Chatos Chitzona. Again, exactly what you're going to do, we'll talk about. It's not a classic Zrika that would apply to other Karbonos. It's going to be what's called a Matan Dam B'Etzba. Okay, but we'll get to that in just a minute. The other Shita of the Tanoim is that we don't need the Kronos HaMizbeach, we need what's called the Zovios Shebekosle HaMizbeach. They are also considered Kronos. anywhere in the top half of the Mizbeach, that means from the Sovev, where the Kohen could walk around the top of the Mizbeach, any part of the Mizbeach above, when you get to the Zavios, that means those four corners, they are also considered Kronos. Why? Because if your eye follows from that Zavis on the top half of the Mizbeach, you will finally see the Kronos. But you don't have to actually do the Damim on the Kronos, according to this Maniomer. It suffices if you do the Zavios, which is Michatzi HaMizbeach Ulamal. Now, if you assume, like that second Mandiomar, that Kosle HaMizbeach are also called Kronos, for the purpose of Matan Damim of Chatos, here we have a Machlokes Amoroi on the next generation. And the Machlokes is whether you need exactly what's called the Chud HaMizbeach, exactly the point of the 90 degree angle, right, the sharp edge, so to speak, of the four Kronos, or can we encompass an area that is an Amma on each direction, that the Amma, let's say to the right or to the left, is also considered the Zavis, so you don't have to be so meticulous or precise. Again, L'chatchila, everybody agrees that you need, according to this Mandi Omar, the Zavis Mamish. But the question is, if he doesn't do so, he didn't succeed in implementing the Matan Damim exactly at the Zavis, can we allow for an area that's close enough to the Zavis, which is called an Amma, and that's also considered Kronos HaMizbeach? So that's a gigantic machlokes. And the Mekil, the lenient Shita, says that Gam ha'oma krova l'chuda shel zavis nikreis keren. Okay. Now, let's go back to the first Mandi Omar, who says that Kronos for the Matan Damim of Chatos is not the Zavios, but rather it means the boltos, the part of the Kronos that are on the top of, you know, of the top of the Mizbeach. So that the way in which he is doing this tvila be'etzba into the dam, in the case of a Korban Chatos, is with three different fingers. He's using three different fingers. So be Ezras HaGudol veHa'oma, with the assistance of both his thumb on the bottom and his middle finger on top, who Moshech Es HaDam Shebe'etzba, he now pulls the dam from the Mizrak, Klape Mata, and what he does is he basically points his finger downwards in a way that the dam should now fall down the entire Mizbeach. Now, he still has dam left on his finger. What he has to do is, he has to clean off his finger from that dam that he didn't place on the Mizbeach. And he does this by wiping his finger on the kli, on the utensil itself. U'machate v'yored keneged chudo shel keren, kol adam. So he should try the best as he can to roll the dam down the entire chuda shel keren. And again, chuda shel keren would mean one of two things. It could be the chuda shel keren on the top half of the mizbeach, or on the kronos that are boltos. But whatever it is, it's the chuda, and he now applies the dam all the way down to the bottom of the Chuda Shel Mizbeach. Now, if let's say he's going from one keren to the other, because again, in the case of Chatos, we said that he needs to cover all four kronos. So he finished the first keren, and he needs a separate tvila to go on to the next keren. In other words, even if he still has dam on the etzba, we'll call it the shirayim, the vestige of his dam, he's not allowed to use that dam for an additional application to another keren. Because what's ever left in his finger, attached to his finger after he did the first application, is completely excluded from this new tvila, the new application on the next keren in the sequence. Is tzorech, what he needs is, he says, Eino yochel lahazos hazono sefes min adam shenishba v'etzvi achar hazoya. This is a sugya in Zvachim. But tzorech litbol ha'etzba bedam. And the reason for that is shiurei adam shenisharu be'etzbo liachar hazoya poslim psulim la'azoya. Is lefichach tzorech lekanech shiurei adam shebe'etzba besfas ha'mizrok liachar kol hazoya. So notice what's going on here. The dam is not nifsal per se, it's only nifsal for the next hazoya on the next keren. So he'll has to wipe his finger onto the rim of this mizrak, of this receptacle. The dam is now going to, you know, so to speak, reattach itself to connect with the dam that's left in the mizrak, and then he goes on to the next hazoya. All this is with regard to chatos hachitzonos. In order to complete our discussion, let's talk about chatos hapnimios. Now, chatos pnimios has a synonymous title. It's also called chatos hanisrafos, because halacha is, in a chatos pnimios, we don't eat the basar, but rather we take it out and we burn it. So, karbonos hachatos hanisrafim, Mokom hazoyas domim hu behechal. Right now we're talking about applying the dam in the mizbeach hapnimi in the hechal. Utuunim sheva hazoyos kineged haparoches shemavdila ben hahechal lekodesh kadoshim. So there's a curtain, a paroches, that separates the hechal from the kodesh kadoshim, and he's got to do seven hazoyos. Again, on each one of the four chronos of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Utuuna Sheva Hazoyos, and where are these Hazoyos? They have to be Keneged, they have to correspond to the area that separates the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadoshim, namely that Parochas. So again, how that works out in the physics of it, we'll have to see. But Arba Hazoyos Nosofos Al Arba Kronos Mizbeach HaPnimi Shebeheichal. So he's going to require four hazoyos on each of the four chronos of the Mizbeach. Again, which Mizbeach are we talking about? Not the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, but the Mizbeach HaZov inside the Heichal. Now, where is this hazoya, Keneged HaParochas? Hu be'emtza b'mokom ha'mechuvon Keneged Badi Ha'oron. In terms of the structure of the Heichal, what happens is that the Mizbeach is situated on a beeline of the Badi Ha'oron. And that's the area of the Mizbeach where he has to do the Nesinas Dam. Now all this applies in Bayis Rishon. In Bayis Rishon they had the Aron with the Badin. But what about in Bayis Sheni? So the answer is that this is a breakthrough of the Mishnah Melech, that even in Bayis Sheni where there was no Aron, we knew where the Aron stood when there was an Aron. It was placed into Gniza, and the raiders are still looking for it. And that's an area where the Matan Tovim has to be placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi even during Bayis Sheni, as if the Aron was still there. F- Fine. Maza kineged eizem makom sheyirtza legova paroches. The ein vazos eludin lite neshev vazos zulamata mizu. He doesn't have to put the different azoyos on different places of the mizbeach. And hazos shekineged aparoches tzorech hakohen lamod bein pesach haheichal lemizbach hapnimi. So now there's a whole discussion here about where the kohen stands when he does the azoyos of the chatos hapnimis and he's inside the heichal. He has to stand at a place which is between the entrance into the heichal and the mizbeach hapnimi. He shouldn't go closer in and get too close to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, we mentioned that Chatos HaPnimis include the Parhelim Dovashel, you know, Kohen Mashiach and so forth, but there are two Karbonos that are brought on Yom Kippur that have the status of Chatos HaPnimis. That's the Par V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippur. Each one needs Hazoyos, but here we need what's called Shmona Hazoyos. We need eight Hazoyos. Now, these Hazoyos of the Dam, of the sprinkling of the Dam, were implemented in the area between the Badi Ha'oron that were in the Kodesh Kadoshim Keneged HaKapores, and that's an entire sugya in Masechta Yoma. Okay, now, again, this leads us to the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim and Azoyos of Bein Abadim, when the Kohen Gadol entered into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he needed these Azoyos with a Tvilas Etzva V'dam. And I'm going to suggest that we pick that up. We pick that up tomorrow. Okay then, so that's the introduction that we wanted to mention today. And now we go back to Psachim Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph. Back to Perek Talmid Nishchat. We're up to Tanur Rabbanan, which is just about halfway down the Amud. If you see Tosis Dibur Maskil Zeh, you can climb above that Tosis approximately 7 or 8 lines. The first word in the line is Ketores. Now the subject of this Braisa that we're about to learn is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Until now, we've been discussing the Seder HaKarbonos, starting with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. We came to the conclusion, at least according to one Braisa, that the Seder is Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and then the Korban Pesach, and then the Adlokas HaNeros, and then the Akhtoros HaKhtoros, and finally the Adlokas HaNeros. But now we want to discuss what can or cannot take place before the Hakrova of the Tamid Shel Shachar. Because as we said yesterday, the entire avoda of the Korbanos, with the exception again of Korban Pesach, is wedged, or sandwiched between two Korbanos Tmidim. One that opens the Migdash on that day, and that's called the Tamid Shel Shachar, and one that closes the avoda at the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Lecha Davar, we won't bring anything on the fire on the Mizbech, Shekodem L'Tamid Shel Shachar, before the Tamid Shel Shachar, and we'll see Rashi in a moment has a very important addition here, Ela Ketores Bilvat. Notice the Ketores was brought twice daily, and the first Ketores came before the Tamid Shel Shachar. From whence do we derive this conclusion, which seems to be pretty radical, that the Akhtoris Akhtoris took place before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Shenemar bo, with regard to Akhtoris, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says at the end of Shmos, Viktir olav Aaron Ktores Samim Baboker, Baboker. So one Baboker means in the early part of the day, which probably means the first three, maybe the first 4 hours of the day. But now the Torah adds another Boker, telling you again to make it even earlier. And the Yukdam Ktores Dover Shenema Baboker, 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 Dichsiv Vehiktir Olav Aaron Ktores Samid Baboker, Baboker, Lidover Shalom Nevabo Ela Boker Echad. In the parsha of the Korban Ola, meaning the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Torah used the word Boker only once. Es HaKeves HaChad Taseh BaBoker. But in the parsha of Ktores, the Torah says, V'Ktir Olav Aaron Ktores Sam BaBoker BaBoker, an extra Boker, telling you super early, because the word Boker itself means early, means the first part of the day. Now it says Boker twice, to tell you that even earlier than you would start the day, so to speak. And that means even before the Tamid Shel Shachar. So it's very fascinating. You know, you tap someone on the back and you ask, well, what's the first avoda on the Mizbeach on an average day in the Beis HaMikdash? And it'll tell you the Tamid Shel Shachar. Well, that's not really true. It's the Ktores. And that's based on the pasuk Baboker, Baboker. Now, there's a Rashi here that adds an extra word. Rashi, Dibra Maschil Ein, which is a little bit less than halfway down the top, he adds the word Be'ishim. If you can underline that word. Be'ishim. Now, obviously, the word Be'ishim here means what we call Aktar al Gabi Mizbeach. The Eish means the Eish that burns in the Marocha, on the anything you put on the Mizbeach. Now, why is Rashi telling me this? Is there a significant repercussion or conclusion that we should derive from this Rashi? So we have here an insight of the Tzlach. I mentioned the Tzlach many times. He is the Nodav Yehuda. And he says the following, that Tomid Shel Shachar, the Pasuk says, Vayikravav Ve'orach Oleha Ha'ola. And the extra hay of ha'ola, you may recall, in our sugya here at Daf Nun Ches in Tomid Nishrat, we derive from the extra hay of ha'ola, ha'ola, ola rishon, that this should be the first, which means it's the first on the marocha, on the fire. However, there are many avodos that were implemented before the Tomid Shel Shachar, but they were not al gabi hamarocha, meaning they were not karbonos that were burnt on the pyre on the Mizbeach. For example, we could talk about Dishun HaMizbeach. There's an avoda that requires the Kohanim to take whatever embers, or I shouldn't say embers, maybe whatever ashes are left after the burning of the karbanos on the Mizbeach. That's called the Trumas Hadeshen. And believe it or not, the Dishan on Mizbeach, to gather together the Trumas Hadeshen, was done even before the karbanola, the Tomid Shel Shach. Another example, we have something called Hatovas HaNeros, to prepare the wicks in the menorah. That's an avoda which could take place even before the Tomid Shel Shach. so that when we are now deriving from the pasuk ha'ola, and the hey means that this has to be the first karbon of the day, we're only excluding ishim, we're excluding other photos that require eish al gabi mizbeach. But the cases that we mentioned earlier of dishon ha-mizbeach, hatovas ha-neros, these are not being excluded. They're not being bumped off. They will apply even before the tamid shel shachar. So when the Braisa says ein lecha davar kodem l'tamid shel shachar, it's coming to exclude dvarim haniktorim al gabi mizbeach. We can't touch the mizbeach and have it work for us unless the tamid shel shachar was brought. But in the cases of dishun or hatovas haneros, which are not haktor al gabi mizbeach, it's not going to undermine the status of the tamid shel shachar as the first, as the kickoff of the avodas hakarbonos on any particular day. That's not a problem. There's no problem with dishun before the tamid. There's no problem with haktoras haktoras before and hatovas haneros, because all this is not ishim. The Torah is setting up two categories. In one category, which is called ishim, the kingpin, the kickoff, is going to be the tamid shel shachar. If we're outside the realm of avodas ha-ishim and we're not bringing anything on the mizbeach as part of our avodah, then that could take place even before the tamid shel shachar. That's not excluded. So therefore, the final conclusion of this discussion is lo miata b'raisa, when the b'raisa says, you know, you've got to make sure that the tamid is first. We're only excluding dvar maniktarim al gabi mizbeach, that we can't burn any korbanos on the mizbeach. And here's where we say afal pichen haktores 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 kodemes mishum shenemar ba boker ba boker. So we have something called again dvar maniktarim al gabi mizbeach. Those have to be brought on the mizbeach after the tamid shel shachar. The exception to that is the Baboker Baboker of Haktoras Haktoras. Now, the Tzlach is bothered by one question, and he wants to know, why does the Gemara need Baboker Baboker to derive that Haktoras Haktoras can preempt the Tamid, when we only exclude things that belong to the same mizbeach? Meaning, if the Torah says ha'ola, that the ola has to come first, meaning the tamid, then that's going to exclude other korbanos that are brought on that same mizbeach, namely the mizbeach achitzon. The ketores is not brought on the mizbeach achitzon, it's brought on the mizbeach hazov inside the heichal. And therefore, whatever derivations will bump off something, it would not bump it off if it's something that belongs to the avodas pnim of the heichal. It can only exclude min b'mino, so something that's very similar, which is brought on the same mizbeach. So therefore, the pasuk ha'ola would not exclude haktores haktores from preempting the avoda the tamid shel shachar, because it belongs to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It doesn't belong as an avoda to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Says the Tzlach, for this you have to be a real Baki in Kodshim, our introduction I don't think is going to help us, that there's halacha that on the Mizbeach HaPnimi where they burnt the Ketores, the Gecholim, meaning the coals that were supplied for the Ketores, for the burning of the Ketores, were imported or exported, I don't know what you want to say, from the Gecholim Shalgabi Marocha Bachitzon. In other words, you have the part of the Mizbeach on top where they burnt all the Karbonos. Now we're in the Mizbeach HaNechoshes outside the Heichal. And now you end up with Gecholim, which are coals, C-O-A-L-S. Those coals, and only those coals, can be transported to the Mizbeach HaPnimi for the purpose of Haktoras Haktoras. And therefore, says the Tzlach, the Avodah of Ketores is really a hybrid of sorts. Again, that's not his language. But there's a definite variable, a definite element here of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because the Gecholim upon which in the Mizbeach HaPnimi we're going to burn the Ketores are the Gecholim of the Karbonos of the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. So that really there is a definite connection here between Haktoras Haktoras and the Tomid Shel Shachar. Although the actual Haktorah of the Ketores took place Bifnim, but the Gecholim was supplied Mibachutz. And in that case, we have a min bimino, says the Tzlach, and in the absence of baboker baboker, we would assume that the Ketores, like all the other avodos, has to kowtow to the Tomid Shel Shachar, and it has to be postponed till after the Tavod. How do we know that the Ketores should come before the Tomid Shel Shachar? The answer is baboker baboker. That's the Tzlach. And again, as we said before, the word boker means bashkoma, you know, make it even earlier. And the Karban Tumid, it only says boker once. And therefore, the extra... Baboker in the parasha of Ketores is teaching me that the Ketores will be brought even before the Tumah. Okay. Now we're going to jump forward in this brisa to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Till now we've been discussing Tamid Shel Shachar. It's going to be the first Ha'ola, and then the exception is going to be Ketores because of Boker Boker. Now we fast forward to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Ein lecha dover shem es akev achar tomid shel berbayim elek tores veneros upesach. There are only three categories that can be brought on the Mizbeach after the tomid shel bein arbayim. Pesach we know about, that's the extra word ba'erev. And now we're adding, according to this brisa, this version, the ketores and the burning of the candles. So the Bryce explains that Pesach will come after the Ketores because of the extra word Ba'erev. And we've already derived from the Erev Had Boker, that was yesterday's discussion, that the Hadlokas Haneros is the last Avodah of the day, way beyond the Ketoret Shel Bein Arbayim. And we have a Hekesh between Ketores and Neros. So just like Neros has to be at the end of the day, the very last Avodah, because it says, May Erev Had Boker, so too, the Ketores, like the Neros, will be burnt on the Mizbeach after the Tovet Shel Bein Arbayim. Okay. Now, what I'd like to look at is the Re, and that's in the third Tosis, down from the top of page Nuntes. Nira L'Re, de lo goras v'neros. He wants to erase from the text of our Gemara those words Hadlokas Haneros. Why? Because when we talk about the Tamid, and it makes no difference whether you're talking about Tamid Shel Shachar, that nothing should be brought before, or Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, where nothing should be brought after, we're talking about Haktaral Gabe Ishim, as we saw in Rashi, our whole discussion. That has no bearing on Neros. He says, Ein ligros Neros, mipnei shabraisa einem azkira eledvorma niktorim al gabi mizbeach, shekein hapasuk vektir olea chelve yashlamim. And that's coming to exclude that which is not brought on the mizbeach, like for example, I'd look us there. Now, the Tzlach, as I mentioned before, the Not B'Yudah, wants to derive the repercussions of this insight of the Re, in which he takes out in his gears to the words Hadlokas Haneros. He says, Lefi zeh, Gamas Haktores lo hoyolo la braisa la hazkir, Shekein mashenema vehikter oleo chelve ashlomim, Lo nemar ela al hakarbonos hakrevim al mizbach hachitzot. In other words, anything that's brought in the Mizbeach has to be after the Tovin Shel Bein Arbayim. V'ilu Haktoras, I'm sorry, Haktores, where is the Ketores burnt? The Mizbeach HaPnimi. So this is again the Shtikl Torah of the Tzlach that we mentioned earlier, in which he's going to try to connect the Ketores with the Mizbeach HaChitzoni, because when we're deriving from the Pasuk that this Tovin Shel Bein Arbayim is the last Korban of the day, it means that you're not allowed to bring any other Korbanos on this Mizbeach past or post the Tovin. The Ketores is, in fact, burnt in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so it's not this Mizbeach. V'tireitz she'es HaKetores noktu agav Ketores shel Shachar shehuzkra v'dido rishon. And since the Gecholim for the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is taken from the Eish HaMarocha, therefore it has the status of the Iser HaKetorah L'Yachar HaTomit Shel Bein Arbayim, that's derived from Hashleim, right? The Hikter Oleo Chel Be'ashlom. Okay. Now we get to the exciting, the juicy part of the Sugi. The Braisa continues and establishes that we have an exception to the rule. Not only can the Ketores and the Neros and the Korban Pesach on Yudal B'Nissan be brought after the Tumah Shel Shachar, Shel Ben Arbayim, but Mechusar Kippurim Be'erev Pesach is also an exception to the rule. And we're going to bring their Karbonos after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbayim. What's the case? A person is Tumah. Let's say he's a Zav or he's a Mitzorah. And he's already counted 7 days. On the 7th day, and this is after his saras already disappeared, or he had nikiyim, zayin nikiyim, so he's no longer zav. He now has to be tovel and wait till harif shemesh, so that the next morning, which would be day 8, he brings his karbonos. Those karbonos, in the case of Mechusa Kapora, are what we call Gmar Tahara. They clinch or complete the process of purification. And the Metzora brings a Karban Asham, and in addition to the Karban Asham, he brings another 2 karbonos, and that is an Ola and a Chatas. Now, if he's very poor, then he brings, instead of a keves for the ola and another one for the chatos, shnei kvasim, he brings shtei torim o shnei b'nei yon. Okay, and these two birds, the pair of birds, one is for a chatos and one is for an ola. So there are 3 parts or stages to the process of Tara in the case of a Mitzorah or a Zav. Number one, he needs Tvila B'Yom HaShvi. Number two, he needs Harif Shemesh after the 7th day passes. His Tvila itself was on the 7th day. And number three, he's got to bring his Karbonos, 3 Karbonos that we mentioned, and that is Asham and Chatos and Ola. These he brings on Yom HaShmini. Once he brings his Karbonos, he becomes completely tar. He's allowed to enter into the Migdash. He can eat Taros. Now, what happens in a case of somebody who is Tomei and he counted 7 days? He was Tovel on the 7th day. On the 8th day, he needs to bring his Karbonos in order to complete his Tara. He cannot partake in Kodshim, or for that matter, the Korban Pesach, until he brings his Karbonos. That's called Mechusar Kapor. He's missing his Karma. He's not allowed to eat Kodshim. Now his 8th day fell on Erev Pesach. He has not brought his Karbonos because he forgot about them before the Tumah Shel Ben Arbayim. So we're talking about the Korban Tumah of Ben Arbayim on Erev Pesach. And now the man wakes up, so to speak, out of a reverie, and he realizes that, oh no, I'm not allowed to eat Kodshim, it's Erev Pesach. I need to bring my Karbonos, but it's closed shop because they already brought the Tumah Shel Ben Arbayim. So we're going to allow him to bring his Karbonos in order to facilitate his Tara so that he can eat from the Korban Pesach. And this is a violation of the Isur HaShlama that enjoins us from bringing anything on the Mizbeach post the Korban Tumah Shel Ben Arbayim. There's another part of this Brisa that has to do with Tovel Shenis. The Rabbanon made a takana that he should have a separate tvila in order to allow him to eat kodshim, because really one tvila is enough to allow him to eat kodshim, but since this was a little bit complicated, Therefore, he, in order to eat kodshim, and the isur was removed, he needs to sort of make a declaration, I'm tahar. And the, how does that materialize itself with the second tevila? And that's all a sugya in Chagiga on Daf Chaf Aleph. The ochel es haPesach be'erev. Now he's ready to go. He was tovel. He's going to eat the Karban Pesach because he's tor. So for the sake of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, they were matir him to be makir of the Karban after the Tumim. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Af Mechusa Kippurim B'Shar Yemos Hashanah. This is not halacha in Karban Pesach, that we will bend the rules and permit a violation of Hashlama for the sake of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. No. This applies the whole year round, even in case of someone who's not, let's say, for example, if he brings Shalmei Nedava before the Tamid, so that's fine. So that, let's read Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osha Baruch one more time. Af mechusa kippurim b'shayim os hashon et tovel v'ochel kodshim la'erev. Meaning, we're going to allow him, if need be, to bring his karbonos after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And for what greater goal are we going to violate this prohibition of bringing something after the Tamid? And that's the reason is that he won't be able to eat kutch. So this is amazing. In the case of Korban Pesach, we're talking about a mitzvah, and only two of them that fit this category, that if he violates the mitzvah, non-fulfillment, he generates a thief of kares. That's an avera chamura. In the case of achilas kodshim, it's a very nice mitzvah to eat kodshim. I'm not exactly sure, you know, where we're going to derive this mitzvah from, but it does appear in the Moni HaMitzvahs as one of the mitzvahs of Taryag. But it's not a chi of kares. The Gemara says, Bishleim Elitanakama, I understand before Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha broke Yovo Esei de Pesach, Sheyeshbo kares, V'yidche, and now we can override the Iser of Hashlama and bring, for the sake of this Mechusa Kapara, Karban after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. That's something I can understand. V'yidche Maisa d'Hashlama. Why? Because Hashlama, although we'll call it an Iser, it might be a Lava Bamechal essay, but it's not an Avera Chamura like non-fulfillment of Karban Pesach. It's not a Chiyuv Kares. But according Elalir Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha ben Broka, he says that even for the purpose of allowing a Mechusa Kapar to eat what? To eat Kodshim, we're going to override the Iser Lav of Lava Bamechal essay of Hashlama and bring his karbanos after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, let him wait another day, so he won't eat kodshim. Is my umid a high essay, me high essay? You want to claim that what's more important is the essay of achilas kodshim, and that overrides the essay of hashlama. Why should I ever entertain such a thing? High essay, me high essay. They're both mitzvahs essay. They're equal and on the same level. And now, for the sake of the essay of Achilles Kodshim, you're going to override the essay of Hashlama? My Ilme. So the Gemara is now looking for a case of a carbon that's not a carbon pesa, but yet it's so significant that we're going to allow you to bring it after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And if the case is, let's say he wants to bring Shlomim and be makrivit after the Tamid Shomein Arbayim, what's the big deal? Why should we override the Isra Shlomo for the sake of what? Achilas Kodshim? There's got to be something more to it. And again, we can't go all the way up to Pesach because Rav Yochanan ben Brocha is arguing with the Tanakhama that even when it's not the 14th of Nisan, we will override the Hashlama and bring a carbon after the Tamid Shomein Arbayim. Omar Avino Rav Chizda, we have to reinterpret Rav Yishmael ben Oshel Rechman. He's talking not about Kapora, not about a Mechusa Kapora for the purpose of Achilles Kodshim, but rather Hocha Bechatos HaOfas Kinon She'en L'Mizbeach El Adama. In other words, there's no Iser Ashlama with regard to Chatos HaOf. Why? Because all the Mizbeach gets from Chatos HaOf is just the dam. The basar itself is eaten by the Kohen. There's nothing of basar, no segment or part of the basar that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Therefore, we can bring it even after the Tamid Shomein Arbayim. In other words, the Isra Ashlama only applies to something that's Niktar al Gabi Mizbeach. There is no Aktar al Gabi Mizbeach in Chatos HaOf. Chatos HaOf undergoes a different process entirely, and it doesn't require Haktar al Gabi Mizbeach. That's the Shita here of Ravina. Now let's talk again about this case of a Mechusa Kapara who, for the sake of Tara to eat Kodshim, he needs to bring his Karbonos, and it's after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, he wants to eat the Karbon Pesach. And that the Gemara classifies as a mitzvah sheyeshba kares, because the Torah says that if you don't bring the Karbon Pesach, and we're talking about a person who's tahar and doesn't bring the Karbon Pesach, he's chayv chatos, as the Torah says, va'ish asher hu tahar u'bederech lo hoya v'chadal lasos ha-pesach v'nichusa nefesh ha-hi me'amel ki karban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado cheto yisa ha-isha hu. Now Tosu Masechta Zvachim Adav Kuf points out that even if he doesn't bring the Pesach today because of his tumah, he can bring the Pesach sheni and he won't be chayv kares. So why does Gemara say that this is an essay sheish bo kares if he's tamei and he doesn't bring the Karbon Pesach? He'll bring it on the 14th of Iyar, on Pesach Sheni. So the Beis Yitzchak says that this depends on a machlokas tanoim later on in Pesach Daf Tzadi Gimel. According to Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson, according to a Rashi understands it at least, if a person was amazing on the Rishon and he's chayiv chatos, even if he brings the carbon on the second round on Yudalad Iyar, as we said, Pesach Sheni, he is still chayiv kares. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Chananya ben Akiva disagrees. He says that if he makes the Pesach on the 14th of Iyar, Pesach Sheni, he's potter from kares, that the Pesach Sheni potters him from the kares that he was chayiv by virtue of his violation of Pesach Rishon. The Ramav Shita against Rashi in Hilchos Karban Pesach Perchei is that even according to Rebbe, if he brings the Karban Pesach Sheni, he's potter from kares. Not the way Rashi saw it. Now, if he doesn't bring the Pesach, he's not going to be chayiv kares if he brings Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, the essay of Pesach is still chomur than a normal essay, because be'ikaro, fundamentally, it has kares in it.
So that Eino Chinami, in this particular scenario, in this case, he's not going to be Chayiv Karis because either he's Tomei and he's not Chayiv in the Korban Pesach, or even if you assume he's Chayiv in the Korban Pesach, but since he can't bring it, he'll bring it during Pesach Sheni. So there's no Karis over here before, but the nature of the mitzvah inherently, as we define it conceptually, is that it's a mitzvah chamura insofar as if he had violated this mitzvah b'mezid, he would be chayv karis. Now, the Meiri and the Ramban understood that hashlama, which is derived in Vayikra, from Vayikra Vav, Victir Alech El Be'ah Shlamim, Alech Hashlam is covered as Kulav. That's called a Lav Haba Mechal Essay. Now, what does that mean? Is that a Lav? Or is that called an Essay? And it would seem from the Rabban in his Hagsogas and Sefer HaMitzvahs that the status and the category of Lav Haba Mechal Essay is that of an essay. However, there are commentaries later on, let's say the Achronim like Lichsam Sofer, and possibly others, the Malbushe Yontif, they understood that the essay of Hashlama is not a Lav Haba Mechal Essay, but it's an essay gomur. That the Torah was mitzaveh to be makriv all the korbanos after the tamid shel shachar. And if you violate that and you bring a korban after the tamid shel shachar, I'm talking about tamid shel bein abayim, excuse me, then you're being mevatel and mitzvahs asay, classifying hashlama not as a lav haba mechal essay, but rather as an essay gomur. Now, Tosus Dimra Maskel Osi quotes the Riva. The Riva asks, well, we only apply Esse Dochalose in the case of Be'idna. That means that at the moment that he is violating the Lav, he's being Mekayim the Esse. Let's say Kalayim Betzitzis is one Levisha. Here in our case, the Karbonos that are Mechaper and Metire him are being brought at time T1. After the Talmud, and the essay of Pesach is not going to be fulfilled until he eats the Pesach later on. And the Riva says, how could we operate therefore in this sugya with essay docha, in this case a lav haba mechal essay, we're being docha that lav of hashlama way before the essay of achilas hakarban, achilas hapesach. And Tosus answers that the heter to be makriv the korbanos for a mechusa kapara and to achieve his kapara is only after they already were makriv on his behalf the korban pesach. However, the korban pesach will only be kosher if they'll be able to bring his korbanos as a zav, such that now he can eat the Pesach Balayla. So the status of this Korban Pesach that was brought on his behalf is now suspended in midair, and it will be determined later on by whether or not he eats the Korban Pesach. If you're going to tell me that he cannot eat the Korban Pesach, then the Pesach that he brought was posel, it wasn't Roy Lachila, and therefore at the moment that they brought his Korbanos, he is in effect being Mekayim the mitzvah essay of Pesach. In other words, what sets up the Hakrova as a valid Hakrova is the Achilas HaPesach. So at the moment of the Kiyuma essay of Achilas HaPesach, at that moment, it's determined and set that the Hakrova itself of the Korban Pesach was kosher. And that's enough to set up the Idna. Because the Pesach is being brought again after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. But that Pesach in its time will be docha the essay of Hashlama. But again, that all depends on whether he's Roy Lachila, which is going to be determined later on. And he fulfills the mitzvah of Achila. Tosus now has a second opinion, the name of the Ri, and Emirz Hashem, Bli Neder, will try to cover that tomorrow. So we're going to hear stop on Daf Nuntes Amidah.